Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by SumoMe. Build your email list with elegance with SumoMe, the easiest software to grow your email list right on your website. Install it for free today at 100mba.net/SumoMe. Again, that's 100mba.net/SumoMe. Today's Q&A Weekend's episode is all about partnering in business. The question asks, I want to partner with somebody in their business. How do I approach them? I love this question because most of the time you hear, I want to bring on a partner. How do I choose a business partner? How do I vet them? In this question, they're asking the reverse. I want to join somebody I see that's doing something inspiring, that has great skills that I think I can work with, and I can bring skills to the table. I can bring something to this project. I also love this question because it proposes this option. You don't have to build a business alone. You can build it with somebody else or other people, a team. I really think that building a business with somebody else or other people really helps the journey. I was a lone wolf for a very long time, and I teamed up with Nicole with $100 MBA and Webinar Ninja. It's been fantastic and a huge, huge improvement. I always say the lone wolf dies at the end of the movie. I'm not saying that you can't be successful as a solopreneur, but I'm just saying that doing things with somebody or a team is a lot more enjoyable and easier. That's just my perspective. We take a deep dive in this question, this topic, in this Q&A. We first broadcasted this episode about 300 episodes ago, but we wanted to bring it back because it's so valuable for all our listeners. Enjoy, and I'll check you in tomorrow's Q&A Weekend's episode. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, and today is a Q&A Weekends episode where we answer your question right here on the show. If you have a question you want to ask, just email us at contact@100mba.net. As always, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's question comes from Vince. And Vince asks, I want to partner with someone in their business. How do I approach them? Interesting question, Vince, and I'll be happy to answer it in today's episode. You might see that you can add value to another company, to another business that's growing, and you want to become a partner. How do you approach this person? How do you let them know what kind of value you can add to the business? But more importantly, how do you find out if you want to do this? I get into it in today's lesson, so let's get down to business. So Vince asks, I want to partner with somebody in their business. How do I approach them? First things first, you need to figure out if you actually want to partner with this person, if this is a good idea or you just are interested in the actual business. So the first thing I would say is don't worry about partnering with them in their business or approaching them about that just right now. If you don't know this person very well yet, then I highly recommend you just get to know them as a person, even just as a colleague that is in business like you. Get on a couple Skype calls together. Grab a cup of coffee if that's possible. See what conventions or what events are going to be going to and see if you can meet up in person there. Read up on their blogs, get on their webinars, listen to whatever they're on, and just see if you can get to know them a little bit better. Also, they need to get to know you a bit better. You got to form a relationship. It's a lot easier for you to convey your value when you approach them as a potential partner when they get to know you. There's certain things they're going to value when they know you more than if they didn't know you at all. Your communication skills, your style, what kind of energy you add to the business. These things are kind of hard to know if you don't know the person very well. So just have a basic relationship with them first, a friendship. You don't have to be best friends, but you should know each other. You should be able to email each other back and forth without being awkward, like, who are you? So that's the first thing. Get to know them and let them get to know you. Now, once you're past that stage, and you're comfortable with being a partner in business with this person. Because again, being a business partner, even though it's a business relationship, is like any other relationship. You got to be a good match. So once you know them and you're about to approach them and you're thinking about, okay, let's get into business together, you need to first reflect on the value you can add to their business. You got to answer the question for them, what's in it for me? They're going to ask, what's in it for me? Why should I partner with you? Why should I give you equity? I have all the equity or most of the equity at this point, or at least I'll be giving up equity if I partner with you. What is worth that sacrifice? You have to sit down and reflect what value you add to that company. How are you going to improve the business? How are you going to build the business or grow the business? How are you going to bring in more sales? The bottom line is the bottom line. How directly or indirectly will you help the business grow? You got to be very, very firm on that. You got to understand that inside and out. You got to know it well enough so you can put a dollar amount to it. So for example, if you can bring in $50,000 in sales a year, you can prove that. You can show your track record and show how you can do it. Then now you can start talking about equity. How much is the total amount they're making now? Now, there's no exact formula, but many people, they evaluate equity by how much money that company makes profit every year, and they multiply by five, and that's the value of the company. So if they're making $100,000 a year times five, the company's worth $500,000. So if you can bring in $50,000, that's 10% of $500,000. So that's your equity right there. But you can't just say 10% without quantifying it. You got to have a strategy. You got to show them what you're going to do. And you can't covet that. You can't say, oh, I don't want to show you my strategy, or you're going to take it and not be business partners with me. Well, it's not the strategy that is valuable. It's you who's valuable, because you're the one who's implementing the strategy. It's the implementation, not the strategy itself. It's your skills. It's your connections. It's what you can do for the company. So at this point, you know this person. You can send them an email and say, hey, I would love to sit down and have a cup of coffee with you. I prefer in-person meetings. If you can't do that, then a Skype video call. And say to them, I have a few things I want to discuss with you, some things that might help your business. Or you could say, I have an idea that can really help your business. Do you have 30 minutes for us to talk? And if you've built a relationship with this person already, getting a yes for that type of commitment shouldn't be too hard. And in that discussion, it's your time to show and prove why you should be their partner, why you can add value, and give them your plan and give them why you think you're worth that kind of equity. Now, you can have the equity discussion another time, but in this first meeting, show them what you can give, how much you can give, and quantify it. You can later on talk about equity or have a second meeting. Put some timelines to it. Say, how about we meet again in a week? Think about it, talk about it. They might have to discuss it with other partners. Then if the next meeting you have, they're all good and they're interested, then you can have the discussion about equity. They're going to have their own ideas of equity. And sometimes they're just going to have to meet in the middle. But the point here is that that's kind of how you approach the situation. Always show them what's in it for them. Of course, you're going to get value. Of course, you're going to be a part of a business that is going to be successful. But when they're meeting with you, they want to know why I should consider this. Guys, I got more on today's topic. But before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Proper Cloth. Finding a dress shirt that fits is really hard. The collar is either too tight or too loose. Sleeves are too long or too short. Something's always not right. This is why I love Proper Cloth. I got myself a custom tailored shirt from them recently, and I love it. It fits me perfectly, and hey, I'm a tall guy. I have longer arms than usual, so getting that perfect fit is such an awesome feeling. Proper Cloth makes it super simple for you to get that exact fit, to get your customized fit. The SU10 really easy to answer questions. Normal questions like, what's your t-shirt size and your height? You could choose from 500 different fabric styles and different shirt designs. And Proper Cloth's custom shirts start at just $85. That's a steal for a shirt that looks great on you. Even GQ calls it their favorite online custom shirt maker. Stop wearing shirts that don't fit and start looking your best. Go to propercloth.com/MBA and enter gift code MBA and you'll save $20 on your first shirt. Now we're down to $65 for a shirt. That's incredible. That's propercloth.com/MBA and gift code MBA to save $20 on your first shirt. All right, to wrap up today's question, which is, I want to partner with somebody in business. How do I approach them? Get to know them first, know them as a person, figure out what kind of value you can add, quantify that value, show them how you're going to add that value with actual tactical steps. And how are you going to add continuous value? Have a sit-down conversation, have a face-to-face conversation, and tell them what you're thinking. Tell them what you're offering. Tell them what's in it for them. Give them time to think about it. Have a second meeting, and you can talk about equity then. This is a big deal. This is a process. It's not going to happen overnight. It may take a few weeks, even a few months, for them to decide. It happens, but rarely. People are really cool with it, and they just feel like it's a great combination. It's a great partnership, and they say yes, and everything gets settled in one meeting. All right, Vince, I hope that answers your question. I hope that helped everybody who's listening, who's thinking about this. Let us know if you have any questions. We answer them every weekend on Q&A weekends. Just hit us up with an email at contact@100mba.net. Guys, thank you so much for subscribing to the $100 MBA Show. Make sure you're hitting subscribe so you get all our episodes automatically, as well as all our backlog. And iTunes only displays the latest 300. So if you want to get all our earlier episodes, make sure you hit subscribe so you get those as well. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. Partnering up with somebody that is really, really a good fit for you, your life, your business, is a really, really great moment. It's a really good thing to do if it's right. And remember, it doesn't have to be a permanent thing. It could be something where you just pilot it for a few months. You could talk about equity later after you kind of worked together for a bit and said, okay, I could see the value you can add. And you've built a relationship, a working relationship together. There's no one way to do this. You can customize it to suit your needs. All right, guys, I hope that helps. And I hope to see you tomorrow in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.